Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Marcus Smith Show. I am your announcer, Duncan Monkey. I sincerely hope you are pleased to enjoy this mix from the roots of Rant Inn and about urban discourse. Thank you for listening.
Channel, and jokingly, it's an effort to bring you an alternate broadcast. It also allows me to utilize the marketing for both networks. So from time to time, we may switch up things. But remind you, this channel is normally Black Noise Radio. And so we are going to have The Marty Smith Show produce Black Noise Radio in the next half hour. Just another way to mix it up and discombobulate you, sort of like what's going on in Washington. I don't think it can get any lower, higher, or more ridiculous when you have a president hanging up phone on other world presidents, Australia, threatening to send military into Mexico because of their bad hombres, quote unquote, threatening the UC Berkeley funding because some probably more than likely pro-Trump supporters came in and protested alongside of leftist protesters to create this narrative that UC Berkeley, of all places, is banning free speech. The reality of the Milo thing is that the young man at the last minute pulled out of the talk because he needed more security and more accommodations, and UC Berkeley just said no. Now, I have been in some of those protests. I've seen them way more violent. Those same rails, that same building, that same glass. I've seen it all broken up over and over and over, and I've been as close to that as I am to my mic. And I know firsthand that in the Bay Area, Berkeley, California, you get good with the bad when it comes to protests. You got people who are just professional protesters, and then you get discombobulation. I'm going to tell you the statistics, and you look it up. The Bay Area has the highest per capita Fed to citizen rate, federal agent to citizen rate. And the reason is because in the Bay Area, it is so easy to disappear, whether it's in a sanctuary city motif or just blend in with these folks or those folks, because in the Bay Area, unlike most of Southern California, it is really, really cut up in terms of pockets of race, okay? So Daly City is traditionally known as Filipino type thing, Fremont, same type of scenario, whereas once you get into like the San Jose area, heavily Asian population, and then if you get into certain areas in Oakland and parts of Berkeley, you will see Laotians and other type of Asians, from Vietnamese, Laotians, you name it, in certain pockets, as well as the blacks are in certain pockets of communities, whether it be East Oakland or West Oakland, or you find heavy, strong Jewish communities like North Berkeley, Albany, Claremont area, Piedmont, Moraga, highly Caucasian area. So the Bay Area, you have to be careful. You will get any and everybody at all kinds of protests claiming to be as progressive as whatever, looking as if they just got out of the club and they are nothing more than FBI agents. And I know that firsthand, okay? But I ain't going to run my mouth too much on this mix-up. You know why? Because we got this, we think. Or at least we hope we got it. So I got a letter yesterday from a friend of mine, and I don't use that word often, but I consider her a friend, and she's certainly a member of my Masonic body. And it was quite touching. I had not heard from her in some time, and she pledged her support to come over and hang out in the upcoming weeks. But she also gave me a narrative in several court briefings and filings with regard to why it is she kind of disappeared. It seems that she was having some issues with neighbors as far as a block or two away from me. Not even that. And it's quite criminal what these folks kick up and go through here on 71st Street. You know, it's just gotten to the point where if you're black and you think you can trust the next black person, you're a damn fool. If you're Hispanic and you think you can trust the next Hispanic person, you're even more foolish. Catering to all white folks just because you're white, you're going to get alt-right left, alt-right center, alt-right back door, everybody else. That's foolish. So at the end of the day, all we're learning here with the Trump administration is race baiting, race politics, race dynamics don't move you further. They actually create more funk and distance. And one of the reasons, and I would say this to his face, that Celebrity Apprentice ratings have tanked is because everybody's decided to divest from Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's about Donald Trump's tone toward the rest of America and the world. And Donald, you should have listened to Arnold when he said, let's trade jobs. Since you know how to go after ratings, you can come back to Celebrity Apprentice. And since I know how to run a government, or at least I've been in a government scenario as the governor of California, I think I could do a better job in the White House. And he added, Arnold Schwarzenegger added, and then America can speak freely again. I just thought that was spot on. We're going to play a little Anytime You Need a Friend, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I helped you out once so you could become governor. Little known fact, except for those in that office.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that was nice. We started off this set here again. We are on Black Noise Radio's channel, but we're producing the Marty Smith Show in this time slot today. Just switching it up. But we opened up the entire program with Nirvana's Unplugged, MTV's Unplugged, Come As You Are. I just love hearing that, and I'm sending a message to my good friend who just sent me a letter. Come as you are, my friend. And anytime you need a friend, just as Mariah Carey just said, you already know, because we already spoke on it. So it was good to hear you in your letter, and I will be following up. And I appreciate your shout-out on KJLH, although I did not hear it. I do understand that it was given during my birthday. So, you know, I'm quite popular, folks. I don't always play the game the way you would think people, ghetto celeb, would. But I've been doing it so long, and, you know, I just don't get enamored with limelight. But I'm going to stay busy, stay focused. And as all the young homies are saying, stay woke. This is Pepe Braddock. It's a 9-minute mix, and you won't hear me again until we get into Black Noise Radio, produced by The Marty Smith Show in the next hour. So again, this is also to my friend, because we share that love of Cannabis Sativa. This song is called Deep Burnt.